ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hi, I'm Patricia Carvelis, host of Politics Now, the ABC's podcast unpacking the latest political news. Every week you'll hear me and the sharpest political minds at the ABC.
The interesting thing about it is that the National Party's job in the coalition has been to keep those votes for the coalition and not let them slip to One Nation. That's always been their traditional role.
So join me for Politics Now on the ABC Listen app.
The devastating Optus outage that was linked to three deaths revealed we can't always trust we can get through when we call 000. More than 2 months later, surely the system has been fixed. Today, Consumer Affairs reporter Michael Atkin on why some people still can't get help when they need it most. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily.
The latest crisis for Optus began when a bungled network upgrade resulted in hundreds of calls to 000 failing.
The company now says that 480 000 calls didn't go through as the failure dragged on for 13 hours across four states.
To the families and friends of the people who passed away, I am so sorry for your loss. What has happened is completely unacceptable. We have let you down.
Michael, since that major Optus outage, you've been looking really closely into what's been done to make sure it doesn't happen again. But there was another death last week, wasn't there?
There was. It's hard to believe. So we learnt that a TPG customer in Sydney, they died after trying to use their mobile phone and not being able to reach 000 repeatedly.
TPG Telecom says a person died last Thursday after their relative was unable to make emergency calls. TPG says the failed calls were due to a Samsung device operating on software that wasn't compatible with making 000 calls on the network.
We don't know very much at all about what happened because the only information comes from a very brief statement from the telco. But it says it was informed of the incident involving a person. They were using its budget Libara service on a Samsung device. And the early investigations indicate that the failed calls were due to the customer's Samsung device operating on software that was not compatible with being able to make emergency calls on the Vodafone network. So, you know, there's this issue that's existed for a while where Samsung has told them that certain devices, older devices, need this urgent software update in order to be able to make 000 calls. And this person, it appears, has not done that. But they were only given a few weeks to do it. And, you know, I've been told by some customers that the whole process has been quite confusing. And, you know, it's unclear exactly what they need to do. And then when they sought help, it's been confusing from there.
So if you've got an old Samsung phone, you could be in trouble. Have you found out why that actually is? What's the problem there?
Look, it's complicated, but it's got to do with how the phone tries to search for a connection to the emergency network when you dial 000. It's a problem that has emerged since the 3G mobile network was turned off about a year ago, although there's variations between the different providers on the exact date. The specific issue has affected 11 older Samsung Galaxy phones, and some of them actually need to be completely replaced. They can't be fixed at all. Whereas 60 other models, all it needs is this urgent software update. Mm. You know, Telstra is the one who first identified this issue when it did urgent testing, and that affects not only Telstra customers, it affects Optus customers, TPG Vodafone customers and other customers because, you know, we need to know that in network outages, that your emergency call still goes through. The telcos are legally obliged to make sure that happens. But obviously, with these Samsung phones, that's not been occurring.
No, and that's not the only problem people are facing, because there was also an outage, wasn't there, at Wollongong on the New South Wales south coast in late September. That led to 9 failed 000 calls. Just explain what happened there.
This was a problem with just one Optus mobile phone tower in the Dapto area. The outage affected calls between 3 a.m. and 12:20 p.m. on a Sunday, including these 9 000 calls. And it was this minor issue, but it had to do with the software that was being used on the tower and the equipment on the tower. But the key point is this should never happen. The telcos are legally obliged to make sure these emergency calls happen no matter what. And this was back-to-back weeks that this was happening with Optus, which really kicked off all this huge public concern about 000.
And since you've been investigating this, Michael, you're hearing complaints from individual customers about not being able to get through to emergency services. So what have you been told?
Look, I've spoken with 5 customers on the Optus network who all say they couldn't call 000 outside of network outages. So it raises this question as to whether there's a much broader problem with the Optus network or with the 000 ecosystem itself. In one of the alarming cases, this Melbourne woman was being robbed in the middle of the night by 2 men who broke into her home, and she actually saw one of them face to face.
Oh my gosh.
I woke up at like 3:45 and I saw a light moving all around this hallway. I felt like my heart was like beating in my throat.
He walked into her bedroom and luckily he fled after seeing she was away. And she was terrified. She was home alone because her partner was away.
I was just like petrified. Yeah, he came into my doorway, flashed his light around, saw that I was awake, and then thankfully he ran away.
And when she went to ring the police, she couldn't get through and she tried again and again and again.
I went to call 000 and it didn't work. And I, like, my heart stopped and I tried it again and I tried it again and just said, call cannot be completed.
And she was forced to message and call friends in the middle of the night until somebody finally woke up and called the police for her. And she was using her iPhone 13, so a relatively new phone, but she said it just didn't go through. I think unusually for her, she uses an American phone plan with T-Mobile, despite her living in Australia, because she travels to the US for work regularly. But when she's at home, her phone routinely connects to the Optus network using international roaming. And that's not as uncommon as it may sound because, you know, you have international students, you have people here on working holidays or people just traveling. And so that's a fairly standard situation, actually.
I wouldn't say that I could trust them for it to work again, because I didn't know that it's happened before. You'd think after the first time they would be horrified and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
It's still under investigation who's to blame for those problems with her connecting and whether it was due to the Optus network or something else.
What an awful situation to be in, though. Tell me, what has Optus and the telecommunications industry had to say about that?
Look, for all of the cases, Optus said there were no network outages at the time, and they're continuing to look into these cases. In one of the cases I looked at, the Tellinis, they tried from 2 mobile phones on the Optus network, and that had been looked at briefly by the communications regulator, ACMA, but the Tellinis were frustrated because they said their problems were based on phone reception, and they don't have problems with phone reception, they said, and they successfully made calls to a hospital on the night in question.
In total, we rang 000 18 times, 7 from my phone and 11 times from my wife's phone. It wasn't a black spot. I was able to ring my wife. We were able to ring Concord Hospital. So it was just 000 did not work. And we know now as a fact that didn't work.
And they were frustrated that nobody had come out and tested their phones or done other testing with them. And it raises this question as to whether anybody at all is fully getting to the bottom of why these 000 calls are failing and working out whether it's a much broader problem with the system.
All right. Well, Michael, let's look at what has actually happened then since this major Optus outage. Now, there's been a fair bit of pressure on Optus. The Optus boss, he had to actually appear before a parliamentary inquiry. So tell me how that went.
Oh, look, it was a difficult front up for Stephen Roux and the other Optus executives.
Optus never detected the outage, which I'm shocked about.
Yes, Senator, that's correct.
For hours and hours and hours, Optus did not know what was going on.
Yes, so...
One of the key things that came out was Stephen Roux being very contrite. He kept saying he was deeply sorry about what had happened, that it was unacceptable.
What happened on the 18th of September is unacceptable. As the CEO, I'm accountable for Optus's failings, and I'm deeply sorry. We are all deeply sorry.
But he also defended his own actions. He's resisted calls to resign, saying he's trying to change things and he's fairly new and change takes time.
Understandably, there are questions arising about my position, but I firmly believe that another change of leader at this time is not what Optus needs. The disruption and uncertainty could actually set back the transformation underway and create further risks.
They gave a very detailed timeline pushed by the politicians on why it took so long to detect the outage in the first place, because not only were people calling the Optus call centre repeatedly saying 000's not working here, well, those calls were never escalated properly, but also Optus has admitted it could see from some of its own systems when it went back and checked that some of the calls weren't going through, but it failed to notice those warnings. And it was only when it started getting warnings from elsewhere, including from the South Australian Ambulance Service, that it finally noticed something was wrong and did something about it. But there's also these big questions as to what they were doing between the time they found out that 000 wasn't working. What came to light is that Optus was holding crisis meetings. They had 11 of them before they ended up telling the regulator and then the government that there were these bigger problems with hundreds of calls and that people had died. And during the hearing, one of the bits of evidence I really noticed is an Optus executive, Catherine Dyer. She's the chief operating officer. She told the committee that actually these welfare checks that they do when customers complain about having trouble reaching 000, that they're common, that actually it's something that they do almost every day, she said, and that these calls do fail regularly.
Senator, we do conduct welfare checks on quite a frequent basis. So we make welfare checks every day. So it's not uncommon for a telco to be making welfare checks.
And so that's a window that's starting to crack open into how widespread these problems might be.
Yeah, and it's so important, isn't it, that 000, it just works when we need it to work. How can we actually trust this system now? Should we trust it?
Well, I think that's the concern, is not enough of the public does trust it. And, you know, it's not just medical emergencies. It's things like when you need the police in an instant. And, you know, people need to know that's going to happen. Otherwise, there will be a real public crisis of confidence in the system. There are some people who believe more could be done to strengthen the system that's not been done yet. One proposal that's existed for some time is to include text messaging as part of the system. So, you know, if, for example, you couldn't make a phone call, maybe you were in a situation that was unsafe, like a domestic and family violence situation, or maybe you were just in an area with really bad phone reception and you couldn't call, but you could text message, that might be a way to get the police or an ambulance to you, and that might be crucial, say, in a bushfire where calls aren't working but maybe texts are getting through. I think these are the sorts of things that people are really wondering now. Is the system up to scratch? Because it's an old system. It's not fit for purpose for the current scenario where most people are making emergency calls from their mobile phone. And is it as robust as what we need it to be? And a lot of people are saying it's not.
Michael Atkin is the ABC's National Consumer Affairs reporter. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed and Cinnamon Nippard. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.